that don't impress me much. Must be choking, right? Oh, well, you think it's something special. Oh, well, you think it's something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so what do you think, you're Elvis or something? Whatever. That don't impress me.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump plans to meet today with the leaders of the House and Senate as Republicans now have full control of two branches of government. But the president spent his inauguration day flexing the full power of the executive branch, as ABC's Mary Bruce explains.
Granting a blanket pardon to virtually everyone charged or convicted for the January 6th attack and moving quickly to undo the agenda of his predecessor as Trump promises to usher in a golden age for the country.
He signed executive orders that declare an emergency at the southern border, that end birthright citizenship, and also pull the U.S. out of the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Almost 2,000 flights have been canceled today. Winter weather and extreme cold affecting tens of millions. There's also a blizzard warning in effect for parts of the Texas and Louisiana Gulf coasts. Meanwhile, dangerous conditions return to California as high winds resume. This is ABC News. In the last few hours of his time in the White House, now former President Joe Biden issued several pardons, among them to Dr. Anthony Fauci and members of the January 6th committee, amid fears they could be targets of Trump administration prosecutors. ABC's chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce said there were also some last-minute pardons.
Biden also issuing preemptive pardons to five members of his own family, including his brother and sister, saying, "My family has been subjected to unrelenting attacks and threats, motivated solely by a desire to hurt me. I have no reason to believe these attacks will end."
This morning's trial in London in a lawsuit brought against British tabloids by Prince Harry stopped almost as soon as it began. He's accusing the tabloids of illegally spying on him. There's speculation that Harry may be considering a last-minute settlement offer. And new research suggests weight loss drugs like Ozempic could be useful in cutting the risk for other conditions like dementia. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Joel Karnick sat down with Park Falls native Kayla Kozak to talk about the journey that led her and her dog Smokey to the Westminster Dog Show.
Born and raised in Park Falls, my dad is from the Phillips area and been in Park Falls my whole life, other than when I left for college and some career time down in Milwaukee, but I'm back in the area now so that I can campaign Smokey, like you said, all over the country. So
yeah.
So how long have you been traveling to the dog shows and doing this part of your life, Kayla?
Well, my mom started before I was born, and the joke is that when I was probably 3 or 4, Dad said, "All right, you got to take one of these kids with you if you want to keep going." So I started joining her and walked into the ring the first time when I was just shy of 5 years old.
Really?
I've never stopped.
This full interview can be found on 98qcountry.com under podcasts. A bird that migrates here every winter has been seen more often than usual. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Over 80 snowy owls have been observed in Wisconsin this year, which is more than in the past two winters combined. Many of them are immature birds that dispersed from Arctic Canada after hatching last summer. These young owls are less skilled, less wary, and more likely to show up in unexpected places, like residential neighborhoods, urban open spaces, and even busy roadsides. While they're exciting to see, try to help these beautiful birds survive. Never approach them too closely. You're too close if the bird responds to your presence in any way, like frequently looking at you, sitting erect with eyes open in your direction, or flying from its perch. And turn off your car engine. Use a quiet voice and do not play audio. And no picture is worth jeopardizing the well-being of these majestic birds. Let's all do our part to ensure their safe return to the Arctic this spring.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Pastor Terry G. Sellers, at the age of 95, passed from this earthly life to his eternal home in heaven on January 16th, surrounded by his loved ones at his home in Phillips. Terry will be lovingly remembered by his children, Patsy Norton, Terry Hutchins, Sandy Prozinski, Kelly Sellers, Cheryl Schmidt, Rocky Sellers, and Tammy Lee, further survived by his sister, Gail Meskel, and his many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. Visitation and service will be held at the Word of Life Family Church in Phillips on Friday, January 24th from 12 noon until 8 p.m. and continue on Saturday, January 25th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. with a Celebration of Life service at 1 p.m. Military honors followed by a reception. Pastor Jason Bridge will be officiating. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is serving the family. This has been the funeral notice for Pastor Terry Sellers, age 95, of Phillips. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues when they play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now ranked 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked after losing to Xavier over the weekend. They're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past six seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past three. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. I mean, how old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, So I think it just depends on the player and where what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. This brutal, bitter cold snap will be ending soon. It's going to be windy and cold again today with temperatures in the single digits and a wind chill minus 30 to minus 40, but temperatures will climb tonight. Some light snow, an inch or less overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, temperatures will warm back into the mid to upper teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, 26 below.
I was in Wisconsin in January. I was driving over a bridge over a lake. There were seven tents, in the middle of the lake. Now, I'm no outdoorsman, but I'm thinking that is going to be the most disappointing camping trip. There was literally nothing to do. You know what I found out, you guys? They weren't camping. Do you know what these people were doing? These people were fishing on a frozen lake. How addicted to fishing do you have to be that you don't even wait for the water to get wet? And I don't believe it. Doesn't make any sense to me because I don't fish. But I always assume that God gave us clues to what a good day to fish might be. And I'm thinking, if you're going fishing, but you have to bring a saw, not a good day to fish. If you can make it out to the middle of the lake without a boat, you're either Jesus, or it's not a good day to fish. When you cast your worm out and it lands and gets a concussion. The world's biggest stars are here tonight.
Big. Hey, everybody, this is Parker McCollum.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Combs.
98Q Country.
Tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass blows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. From a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass.
Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Past that no trespassing sign, we sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there was no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up, and I thought, man, ain't this some shit. Your daddy's gonna kill me, but if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it would make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell. You were so innocent, but you were stealing my. I fell in love in the back of a cop car. Man, they weren't playing. They sure threw those cuffs on quick. You tried to sweet talk them. They didn't fall for it, but I did. You were on the left, I was on the right. I knew you didn't smoke when you asked him for a light. And I laughed, he got mad and slammed the door. Swear your daddy's gonna kill me, but if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it would make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell. You were so innocent, but you were stealing my heart. I fell in love in the back of a cop car.
Day the right way with us.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, you could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. Told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. On me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. And wants to send my mind only one way I'm driving, you know.
I know that I'ma take the high road, baby, get gone, have a little too much.
something terrible. Mama let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show, and I can sell out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road.
New artist Cole Wetzel and Jesse Murfin, High Road at 98Q Country. How you doing? How you doing? Jeez. Tuesday morning, the 21st of January. We're tough. I mean, I think we're pretty tough in northern Wisconsin, but even you tough, come on, put your guard down just a little bit and just maybe whimper a little bit. I don't often wear a stocking cap in studio. It is, I mean, it's fairly warm. The studio's comfortable, but it just... I don't know. There's just a chill to the existence here this morning. 28 as I show the temperature. That's below. Somebody who's not from Wisconsin says, hey, what's the temperature there? 28. Well, that's not bad. Below. Well, that's not good. 45 is what it feels like below. And we're going to see some 30, 35 below readings from some of you low outlying people. And, you know, down at the coffee shop, guys are probably reporting 40 below, I'm sure. We will see this turnaround rather quickly, though, today. Once we see temperatures drop into the single digits below zero, which will happen probably about lunchtime today or a little bit after, we'll see temperatures gradually warm up through the night tonight. By the time we talk here tomorrow morning, it's going to be above zero. Hey, it's going to probably be 5-7 above by tomorrow morning at this time. And then we've got some more reasonable and acceptable weather in our forecast. And some of you may be wondering, especially the younger of the crowd, what's the purpose? Why would we ever need temperatures this cold? Well, Mother Nature has her ways, of course. Severe cold like this is one of the reasons why we have such great summer wildflowers here in the North Woods. Because... some of the best loved wildfires need periods of cold to break the dormancy of seeds and promote flowering. So I don't know if 27-30 below is what they need, but they need colder weather. So there's a lot of wildflowers in the summertime that will benefit from the severe cold weather. Pest control is another one. Cold weather reduces populations of pests. I believe that before until the temperature goes from 20 below to 40 degrees, and then as soon as it goes to 40, there's a mosquito buzzing around. It's like, wait a minute. I don't think it took care of it. I think it just makes those mosquitoes stronger. But we do have, what is one of the advantages of living in cold weather like this is we don't have the cockroaches and the massive rats and stuff like that. Well, we do some more places, depending on who you're hanging out with. But it does help with some of the pest control, which is nice. Seasonal balance. Cold weather regulates natural cycles, such as animal migration and stuff like that. And water storage. Believe it or not, snow and ice act as reservoirs, of course, releasing water slowly during the springtime. So I'm saying there are a lot of advantages, and I'll stop being so optimistic as you can't get your car started here this morning. Temperatures, again, will be on the rise here within the day. Well, yesterday was the big inauguration of our 45th and 47th Donald Trump. He signed 200 executive orders when he took office yesterday. Donald Trump sworn in. And by the way, for those who, you know, Biden was always about the age and stuff, Donald Trump is the oldest president to ever take office. We keep setting records with that. We can't get any of the young people to be interested, apparently, in running the country. But he is the oldest president ever to take office. 200 executive orders. The Gulf of America is one of them. I don't know. Is there like a trademark on that, or is that just one of those things? Whereas, I mean, it's like when you're a kid, somebody says, I want to be called, you know, I want to be called Bobby now instead of Robert. Everybody, okay, good. And then I don't know if it's like written in the document somewhere. So some of the stuff that he, some of the executive orders are going to face some loopholes. And some of it was announced like it was just going to take place right now. But there's a lot of them, like Trump's order to end birthright citizenship. Guaranteed in the 14th Amendment, that's going to have a battle. And the experts say that the chances of that being changed are not real good. His invocation of the Alien Enemies Act, which allows for the detainment of foreign nationals, is also on the legal shaky ground, according to experts. Suits will likely be filed against many of the other orders, but there are some things, you know, a lot of the things that Biden put into place that he reversed, a lot of those will probably stick and take effect. There's no turning back on some of that stuff. And I'm sure there'll be a battle, too, of the pardoning. I don't know if there's a legal battle with this or not. I haven't run into it too deep, but he pardoned the 1,500 January 6th prisoners, some of who, you know, on video committed some pretty violent crimes against police officers. But as of right now, all 1,500, President Trump wants to let them all go and pardon all of them. That's part of some of the stuff that happened yesterday. I didn't have much of the sound on the TV. I just kind of had it on the background a little bit. I listened to a little bit of Trump's speech. He's a good storyteller. There's no doubt about it. He's certainly one of the more interesting presidents to listen to when he gives a speech, because he'll yeah, it's interesting. So so that's it with that. We'll let the news and the folks and all that handle the rest of it as the second presidency of Donald Trump begins today. Boy, they're getting some snow. It began yesterday, actually. The southern part of the country getting snow in the next couple of days here. 3 to 5 to 8 inches in some areas that don't hardly ever get snow. So if you watch the Weather Channel, every once in a while, like to flip on the Weather Channel during severe weather especially. They never talk about it. I watched it for like a half hour yesterday. Not once did they ever mention like Lugerville was, you know, 30 below zero. We just never get any of that love up here at all. No, but they get 2 inches of snow in, you know, Macon, Georgia. And then it's just all over the news. Well, but it's just number one, there's just not that many people up here, of course. They're going after the number of people that are actually watching the Weather Channel numbers wise. And number two, they just don't care about us. So no concern. And it happens all the time. I mean, every year we get this is probably the coldest snap that we've seen, I think. This is pretty significant. Getting to be 30 below in some areas, that doesn't happen too often. So snow down in the south, they've taken our snow, basically. Southern people are stealing our snow. No sign of significant snow here. NFL from the weekend, we talked a little bit about it yesterday. We'll get gray in here at some point this week. We'll delve into those NFL games. I thought Dan Campbell, I don't know if... They did a fourth down play, a fourth and short play, and they did a trick play and ended up being intercepted. And I sometimes I think when you play in the playoffs, you're going to play at least three, maybe four games against good teams. And I just don't know if you can have that coaching philosophy of reckless fourth downs, trick plays. I don't know if you can do that and win them all. You might be able to get one or two, but eventually someone's going to get you, and they got them. And the Lions got beat over the weekend. Their defense, all the injuries on their defense eventually caught up with them there. They couldn't stop Washington. So we got the AFC-NFC Championship games. We got Washington going to Philadelphia. The Eagles will win that one. The Chiefs and the Bills, and the Chiefs will win that one. So you got the Eagles and the Chiefs. It kind of two of the, we thought those were going to be the best teams in the NFL. Joel, how can you be so certain? Well, look at my predictions from the last two weekends. Not too bad. Which means I'm probably due to get a whole bunch of them wrong. I don't gamble on sports at all. I don't. But every once in a while, I'll just kind of see, what if I did? And then I pick a few games, and I'm like, oh, look at me. I'm all right. If I was to wager money on last night's game, I would have taken Ohio State and covering the point spread, although it came right down to the end. Ohio State had a big lead. Notre Dame came back. So were you happy to see Ohio State win the national championship from the Big Ten team? Ohio State, a weird year because Ohio State wins a national championship, but their only loss, I think it was to Michigan, their rival. And there's still some Ohio State fans that will say, yeah, you won the national championship, but you lost to Michigan, you're fired. I don't think they're firing them today. But a weird year for Ohio State in that they get the national championship, but they lost to Michigan, which is like an asterisk, just there. But, and then Notre Dame made it to the national championship game, and the only team they lost to was Northern Illinois, a team that had no rights even playing with Notre Dame on the same field. So Northern Illinois, it was rooting for Notre Dame, but Ohio State won it all last night in the college football national championship. Let's get you updated as we do twice an hour. It's 7:37. Let's get some news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump plans to meet today with the leaders of the House and Senate as Republicans now have full control of two branches of government. But the president spent his inauguration day flexing the full power of the executive branch, as ABC's Mary Bruce explains.
Granting a blanket pardon to virtually everyone charged or convicted for the January 6th attack and moving quickly to undo the agenda of his predecessor as Trump promises to usher in a golden age for the country.
He signed executive orders that declare an emergency at the southern border, that end birthright citizenship, and also pull the U.S. out of the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Almost 2,000 flights have been canceled today. Winter weather and extreme cold affecting tens of millions. There's also a blizzard warning in effect for parts of the Texas and Louisiana Gulf coasts. Meanwhile, dangerous conditions return to California as high winds resume. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know.
Saturday, February 15th, at VFW Post 7300 in Glidden, it's the Healing Patriots Steak Feed and Dance. This will feature a meal from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. with music by J.T. Crocker from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. This is $25 per ticket, and 200 tickets are available. VFW Post 7300 receives the bar proceeds, and Healing Patriots receives the food proceeds. You can contact a VFW member or GJ Ader, 715-663-0727, to purchase your tickets. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 15th at VFW Post 7300 in Glidden. A state lawmaker in Iowa wants to buy part of one of its bordering states. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
An Iowa politician is proposing to purchase Minnesota's 9 southern counties. The proposed deal would need support from both of Iowa's legislative chambers and its governor before going to Minnesota for consideration. If both states agreed, Congress would have to approve the new border. Iowa State Senator Mike Bussolo said that the proposal is for counties that were originally part of the Iowa Territory. 180,000 people live in the 9 Minnesota counties, and it would not change electoral votes if approved.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues when they play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now ranked 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked after losing to Xavier over the weekend. They're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past six seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past three. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. I mean, how old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, So I think it just depends on the player and what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Four. Calling all Northwoods golf enthusiasts. The Lanes in Park Falls is starting their 10-week simulated golf league. It starts February 1st and runs through April. You can golf anytime, Monday through Friday. It's $20 per golfer per week, and that's for 9 holes. There's a one-time $20 entry fee. That covers the party at the end of the league. Every week, you'll play a different course. Plus, the Lanes always has great food, pizzas, and beverages for you, too. Sign up at the Lanes or call 715-762-3237. The Lanes, Highway 13, Park Falls. Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
This brutal, bitter cold snap will be ending soon. It's going to be windy and cold again today with temperatures in the single digits and a wind chill minus 30 to minus 40, but temperatures will climb tonight. Some light snow, an inch or less overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, temperatures will warm back into the mid to upper teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, 27 below.
98Q Country.
John is firing up his Coleman grill. We got 24 tall boys on the chill. Yeah, 14 of them's mine. A little Marshall took her on the radio. You know we're just catching a little groove before the show. We ain't playing nothing slow. Man, they sound pretty good. Hell, I ain't even bought no tickets yet. Yeah, but that's alright, we don't care. Cause all the pretty girls are sitting right here, kicking back in a lawn chair at the parking lot park. Ain't never too early to light one up, fill up your cup, cause I
to tow my ass out here.
Lee Bryce there at 98Q Country. What a bitter cold Tuesday morning. Be careful out there. We're going to get you updated as we do each Tuesday morning. We talk a little bit about the Butternut Schools and the district administrator there, Carolyn Pollitt. Nice enough to join us, even though Butternut doesn't have school, up early this morning. Good morning, Carolyn. How we doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good, good. It's a little easier to make the call on school days when it's cold versus the snow, because snow is a lot of evaluating, but this cold, this is a pretty easy call for the schools, isn't it?
Right, yeah. It's just a matter of safety.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, let's get an update on what's going on at the Butternut Schools here as we swing into a busy time of the year here in January, February. What's the update on the Butternut Schools?
Yeah, well, we have a homecoming week this week. Of course, we always do a celebratory week during the basketball season. And so we have our boys and girls playing this Friday. They got cut short a couple days here. But, you know, I was thinking about that, and I thought, well, homecoming, you know, is usually associated with football. We do it with basketball. But it really is a time to just kind of connect and bring, you know, your school community together and kind of ignite that school spirit and that school pride. And so we're hoping that happens for our kids this week. And then as I was... you know, thinking about the dress-up days and the kids building momentum, having a pep rally, I just wanted our community to know that, you know, we certainly are open to inviting people in any time to see what we do. I am happy to provide tours and talk with anyone who is willing to give me feedback and talk with me about what they want to hear. I often hear that school or this school, and I'm really hoping I can kind of change that mantra to our school so that our community, you know, has more opportunities to connect with us and become a greater part of what we do.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So, yeah, homecoming week, always always fun for the kids. Cut short a little bit by the weather here. But busy as we get into all the spring contests and a lot of non-athletic stuff, too. A lot of kids involved with... A lot of times we talk about sports a lot, Carolyn, but a lot of non-sports related things, right?
Yeah, beach clubs are happening. FBLA is gearing up. Our business ed teacher started a middle school and a high school FBLA chapter, so that's exciting. They have those competitions coming up the next couple of weekends. Yeah, so lots of exciting things. Of course, testing begins here in February, but yeah, we keep kids moving, that's for sure.
Yeah, all right. Very good, Carolyn. Well, thank you for the update. We appreciate you taking time. Stay warm out there. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, you too.
You bet. Carolyn Pollitt, District Administrator. If you want information on what's going on at the Butternut School, just Google Butternut Schools, and you can go to the Butternut School website, which is lightatorch.info.
1, 2, 3, 4.
From downtown.
Move it!
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
Yeah. 98Q Country.
Ooh. I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow. Road leads you where you want to go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything,
I hope you know somebody
you never forget all the ones who love you and the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take, but more than anything. Yeah, more than anything. My wish for you is that this life becomes all that you want it to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. Yeah, that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. Yeah, this is my wish.
Rascal Flatts at 98Q. Hey, if you got birthdays or any weather-related stuff, you can text it through us through the Civic Media app. Put it on your phone. Go to 98Q. Text. It's the same place that you use to enter some of our contests that we do. Brought to you by Wheelway. Your next vehicle awaits you at wheelwayautos.com right here in Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelwayautos.com. They bring you our text message line here on 98Q. My question to you over the weekend, whether you were watching the NFL games or maybe you watched the college championship game last night, my question to you is simply, how did the Kansas City Chiefs logo and the tomahawk chop during the game, how has that survived 20 plus years of political correctness? I was Googling it as far as, what the Chiefs' name means, and are people offended by it? And, of course, the deeper you look into the internet, the more and more you get confused about it. But it continues. They don't want to change the name, obviously. They say it's very expensive to do so. And I don't know. The chant and the tomahawk chop at the stadium itself just seems to be something that we should probably move on from to something else now with the Kansas City Chiefs. Are we at the point now, too? Are we officially all rooting against the Chiefs? Okay, can we raise our hands? Unless you are a Chiefs fan, enough. Enough, Patrick Mahomes. We get it. You're really good. You're a Hall of Famer. Now just let somebody else. All right, give Josh Allen a Super Bowl, for gosh sakes. It's not going to happen. The Chiefs and the Eagles are going to play. They're going to play for the Super Bowl. But we're done, right? We're done with Pat. Because the better you get, the more analytical people get of their careers. Michael Jordan, when he was really, really good, people were like, he gets every call. Look at him whine. It was horrible. They were just horrible to Michael Jordan when he was really good. He gets every single call. He wasn't even fouled. And then Patrick Mahomes. It's like, they didn't even touch him. How come they threw him? It's like, we overanalyzed the whole thing. But we can all come together and agree, enough, Patrick Mahomes. We want to see the Bills win. And here's what I think, all right? If the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl, I think they're going to lose to the Eagles. If the Bills make it to the Super Bowl, I think they're going to lose to the Eagles. I'm saying this is the Eagles. As much as I don't like the Eagles, I think this is their year. That running game. Ooh, so good. AFC-NFC championship games coming up on Sunday.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Save big money with these great deals going on now at Menards. Stock up with paint roller covers, just $1.99. Windshield washer fluid, also just $1.99. Clean up with a big jug of bleach, only $2.29. These great deals won't last long, so save today. Prices good through January 26th. Plus, sign up for Menards emails to get more big savings right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This brutal, bitter cold snap will be ending soon. It's going to be windy and cold again today with temperatures in the single digits and a wind chill minus 30 to minus 40, but temperatures will climb tonight. Some light snow, an inch or less overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, temperatures will warm back into the mid to upper teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, 27 below.
98 Q Country.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down, you wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn, if you want a country girl, you just found one, let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl,
the windows down. Wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
Your Chevrolet.
She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Chevrolet.